plate a potential nugget.
And another related question here, Sally, when I sent this list of questions to my friends, one of them is a partner in an advisory services firm. And she sort of looked at the list and said, it seems like the only way to break the glass ceiling is to exhibit behaviors, that play by club rules. Shouldn't we aspire to change the game rather than just play the game based on existing rules? I know it's a provocatively worded comment, but any commentary around how women could think about changing the game, as they say, rather than, you know, fine-tuning their approach to conform to the current game that's being played?
In my experience, that is exactly what has happened over the last 30 years. I think that women have been instrumental in changing the way the game is played. And what I spoke about earlier, that we have really redefined how we perceive of excellence in leadership. I think that that has been in part because women have brought a broader perspective. I have not seen that many women who have achieved extraordinary things who said, well, I just looked at it and I decided I was going to play by the rules and just do everything the way the guys are doing it. I haven't seen that much, at least in the last 20 years. You'd hear that somewhat in the 90s, and it was probably, you know, there weren't many alternatives, but I haven't seen that. I think that particularly today, when what organizations are looking for are people who have great human skills, who are effective communicators with people across levels, when organizations are looking for people who are capable of motivating employees who have a significant knowledge base so that they can most effectively harness that knowledge base. And I think when organizations are really especially looking for people who can increase the capacity for creativity and innovation within the organization, I think that you really get few points by just saying, okay, I see this is a club and I'm going to play by the rules. No, I think women have been instrumental in beginning to change how organizations function and operate in the world because they haven't gone along with that. So that's I think that's something that's been happening for some time.
One of the women leaders I spoke to at the podcast includes Rama Bijapurkar, a board member and an expert on market research around the Indian consumer. She speaks about a couple of elements around thriving in a world where men often set the rules.
Yeah, I think again, it's about the internal problems. I think women have to fix a couple of things inside. One is this perform, don't belong. You know, the entire focus is on belonging, then you're never going to fully belong and you're never going to fully perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you focus on performance, then it doesn't really matter. I'm not saying be obnoxious or anything, but you know what I mean. I mean, the entire, where do you focus your effort? Do you focus your effort on performance or do you focus on belonging?
What do you mean by belonging?
By belonging to the group. Mm-hmm. Let's say if it's the management team or the board team or whatever it is. So belonging would mean that I would come in earlier, have the coffees, if I didn't feel like it. I'm saying I feel like it, it's
put up with a lot of
the
stuff.
The network before, the network after. Or do you want to write a note to everybody 2 days earlier that says that I want to, because we may not have time at the agenda, I want to frame my thoughts on this matter, and I think this is what you should do. Now, I do that a lot.
Hmm.
And belonging means you need the opportunity when you open your mouth that they've decided not to
conform to the.
Yeah, and if they've decided that they're not going to discuss the topic at that point in time, then you let it be. Or you're also vulnerable to people saying, hey, you know, do we really need to do this right now?
Hmm.
But perform is really saying that let me figure out, I'm here because I will add value. Let me maybe work a little harder to add the value.
Hmm.
But I'd rather spend my time there than spend my time trying to be part of the gang, because maybe I will never be part of the gang.
Hmm.
Right? If you like the gang, that's great. I mean, then be part of it. But that's really where the effort is. Should you kill yourself doing a lot of stuff in terms of that? I think that's really important. And I always think about it also as this majority-minority community. I think that women should understand that it's not that the deck is stacked against them. It's the majority community is making the rules for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the stuff can get pretty bad. And I think that you should be willing to call it out or sensitize others when you can or find ways around it. To pretend that there is no gender issue doesn't make sense. So, for example, I've had chairmen who've never let me speak.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I will use email as effectively as I like.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will set the process and say, can each of us please have 1 minute, please, and we can draw lots of the order in which it's you choose to have us speak.
I guess changing the game is not easy. But like Rama says, there are opportunities for each one of us to work around the constraints we have and still have a voice be heard. Once again, I don't want to simplify such a deep-rooted and a complex problem. But as Rama says, focusing on performing versus belonging and finding the right mechanisms to have a voice heard could be a good place to start, wherever we are.